With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Kamala Harris has formally introduced her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At a boisterous Philadelphia rally, Harris said Walz will be a vice president America deserves.
A leader who will help unite our nation and move us forward.
The 60-year-old governor took jabs at the Republican ticket, calling Trump and Vance creepy and weird, and he welcomed the challenge of running for the White House with Harris.
I couldn't be prouder to be on this ticket.
The crowd roared with approval when Harris mentioned abortion and LGBT rights as a part of her freedom agenda. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP reaction to the choice was quite different. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida says the Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is not the answer for the country.
We do not need an America that represents the failed policies of San Francisco or the failed policies of Minneapolis. We do not need to see poop on the street and cities burning down. That is not a prescription for America.
The U.S. is sending Navy fighter jets to a base in the Middle East to help protect Israel.
The fighter jets and a Hawkeye surveillance aircraft arrived on Monday. A squadron of Air Force F-22 fighter jets is also on the way. In recent weeks, Iranian-backed Iraqi militias have resumed launching attacks on bases housing U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria after a lull of several months. A strike on a base in Jordan in late January killed three American soldiers and prompted a series of retaliatory U.S. strikes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A bit of a recovery on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 294 points. The NASDAQ rose 166. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a religious organization. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a formal complaint with the Internal Revenue Service seeking to have the tax-exempt status of the Catholic League revoked. The foundation accuses the League of dabbling in politics because of a series of social media posts that point out Vice President Kamala Harris's support for abortion and the LGBT agenda. The League says it has First Amendment rights and will not stop posting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man's use of the women's locker room at a suburban St. Louis gym is prompting protests and calls for an investigation. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the man joined the gym late last month. Now protesters are calling for a boycott and an investigation by the state's Republican Attorney General. Lifetime Gym says the man provided a driver's license listing him as female. This is SRN News. The Department of Homeland Security program is under the microscope.
Concerns of fraud are causing the Department of Homeland Security to pause an immigrant sponsorship program. It's called the Parole Program, and it was set up a couple of years ago and encouraged people to fly into the U.S. instead of crossing the border if sponsors agreed to provide financial support for 2 years. The parole program was used by people in Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. The Justice Department says a Pakistani man alleged to have ties to Iran has been charged in a plot to carry out political assassinations on U.S. soil. Prosecutors in Brooklyn announced criminal charges Tuesday against Asif Mershan, accusing him of traveling to New York to try to hire a hitman. The plot was disrupted before it could be carried out. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.